Good afternoon, everybody. It is really good to be talking to everybody again. It's been a while since I've done one of these, probably about 10 days or so. So yeah, I'm going to be a little rusty, but it's going to be okay. It's all going to be fun in the long run. I'm GW, and this is a blog of what's going on in my life in different times. So let me just try to talk here a little bit. I've got a sister-in-law who says that I have a story that I need to tell. So I am going to try to tell this story. Now, she says that once I healed up from this story, that she thought it was, in her words, a real hoot. So I am going to try to make it so that it is as straightforward as I can. I'm really not trying to be funny or anything here, because as most people will tell you, I am not a funny person. So anyway, here goes. So my daughter, who is now 27 years old, was about 5 when this happened. So that was 22 years ago. Now, at that time, my wife and I and my daughter, we were visiting my sister-in-law, and we went up to where they lived up in Wisconsin. And it's a beautiful little town. And we were staying in their area, actually at their house. And my brother-in-law at that time was a really good bowler, and he liked to go bowling a lot. And of course, my daughter really enjoyed doing anything that he enjoyed doing. So we went bowling. Now, the two girls, they went out shopping. And so my wife and her sister went out shopping, and they were planning to have a good time, you know, spending whatever was in our wallets for them to spend. So we went to this bowling alley. And we did this upright. We had the bumpers up because my daughter was about 5, and she got to throw one frame, and then it was my turn. And, well, unfortunately, I must have stepped in a spot of water or beer or something, you know, as I was bringing my shoes back and put them on. So because the bottom of the shoe was wet, I stuck on the floor. And so I started hopping, you know, toward the line. And because it was just a friendly match, no money involved, we were just going to have a good time, I just let myself be carried over the line. Well, unfortunately, at that time, well, this is where all the good stuff happened, because they had just oiled the lanes. So I sat there as I went over the line, and I threw the ball, and my arm was up, and then I went down. And I landed on the ball return. I later found out that I had put 2 fractures in the ball of the upper arm, and I had 3 broken ribs. So somehow this is a good story. So I'm now sitting there and I'm looking at my daughter and I'm going, wow, here's a 5-year-old looking at her dad, you know, who is now laying prone just beyond the thing. And I'm sitting there kind of sorting out how badly am I hurt, realizing that it's not good. And I go, well, if I don't stand up right now, she's going to see me carted away, you know, on a gurney. So I somehow managed to get to my feet and got back and sat down. And now, you know, I am all hunched over, and it is really not good, not good. So we sit there and we go, well, what's our options? Well, my brother-in-law sat there and helped me put on my shoes, because I was not able to lean over and tie my shoes. And so he helped me put on my shoes, and my daughter and we started walking very slowly, because it was not fun for me. And we start walking out, and as we're walking out, now remember, we had 3 bowlers. One of us had thrown one frame. I had thrown one ball, and the other bowler hadn't thrown anything. And the guy behind the counter, some high school kid who was trying to earn a living, you know, trying to buy his gas for the night. He sits there and he looks at me very straight, right in the eyeball, and goes, "Don't you think you ought to pay for your line?" And I looked at him like he had three heads, and at that time I'm pretty sure he did. And I noticed that the manager, the older guy, was coming up behind him and was kind of pulling him off. So I just continued out the door because I really didn't think that I was going to be in any shape that I was going to want to pay for that line that I just did. So we ended up going to the hospital. And we go into the emergency room, and they put me in a wheelchair, and I am all crumpled up. I'm really in quite a lot of discomfort. And they sit there, and they're doing this, and they take me back in for x-rays. Now, I don't forget the exact timing of this, but I believe they took me back in for x-rays, and then they had me stand up. And they said, okay, now you want you to move your arm out like this. Well, that was a movement that with my shoulder was pretty much impossible for me to do. And the lady who was doing the technology of the x-ray, I mean, she's sitting there and I can tell that as she's looking at me doing this, she's going, oh my, oh my, oh my. And it was, you know, from a nice, friendly, upbeat to, by the time I walked out the door, it was like I was on my third row of death. And so I'm headed back into the thing, and my wife comes in. Now, my brother-in-law, I'd called my wife, and she had come. And she and my sister-in-law were not real happy because they were just in the middle of their first store when they got the call. And so they come in, and my wife jumps in front of me, and she puts her face right next to mine, and she goes, was this heart? Was this your heart? And I go, no, it wasn't. It was not my heart. It was just my pure clumsiness and everything. And so she felt a little bit better when I said that. I didn't feel any better, but she did. And so at that time, we then waited for a while. And the doctor comes out and calls me in, and I go in, and we have a little discussion. And he goes, well, the good news is that your lungs have not collapsed. And I was kind of forced to agree with him that that was pretty good news. And he goes, okay. So I go, what are you going to do? And he goes, really, nothing. You know, here's a sling, you know, to kind of stabilize your arm. And so he puts a sling on, and he does that. And I go, what about the ribs? And he goes, nah, we don't wrap ribs anymore. That really is counterproductive. So all you need to do is just go home, rest. Here's some pain medicine. And, don't do anything radical. Okay, so, well, we would plan to spend 3 or 4 days up there with my sister-in-law. And this was the first night that we were there. So we go to their house, and their house is a very nice house and is set up very comfortably for them. And my brother-in-law had a nice recliner. And so I said, well, I believe that recliner is mine for the rest of the weekend. And so I went in and I sat down, and they had a dog that was probably 2 or 3 years old at that time. Wonderful dog. Wonderful dog. I think the dog's name was Belle, but a wonderful dog, but hyperactive. And I'm sitting there going, if I get bumped, I'm going to start crying. And, you know, I really don't want to start crying in front of my daughter because it sets such a bad example, you know, for a little child when their dad is bawling his eyes out. So I'm sitting there and they go, oh, we have a solution for this. Here is a zapper that we use. So they put the collar on him and they give me the zapper. And every time that dog got within about 5 feet of me, by the end of that weekend, that dog would not spend any time near me. And I don't really, never really liked me again after that weekend. I'm not really sure what that was about. But I sat there during that weekend and just kind of recuperated and everything and did that. And I go back and I think about that and I go, it wasn't the worst weekend I ever spent in my life. It was kind of relaxing. You know, I wasn't really in a lot of discomfort because I wasn't moving around very much. Everybody else was going off and doing their thing and not bothering me. And when they were home, they were all catering to me because I was the one in the chair that was hurt. That's not a bad thing. You know, it worked out pretty well, you know, in all honesty. But then, 2 days later, 3 days later, we had to go home. Okay, so I had to get in the car. Now, luckily, I didn't have to drive. My wife is more than capable of driving 5 or 6 hours it was going to take us to get to our home. But I had to sit there. And I'm now in a position where every bounce in the road, every turn, everything made the ribs move, made everything move. So it was not the most comfortable ride home that I've ever had. Now, when I got home the next day, I went to the doctor and sat there and checked in and brought the x-rays down that they had given me. And he took more x-rays and everything else. And he goes, okay, so what do you think? And he goes, well, you know, your lungs are fine and the ribs are doing okay. And the fractures in the shoulders have not displaced, you know, so they're holding in place. So all you got to do is basically have your right arm in a sling for the next month or so, 6 weeks, and then it'll be all better. So I did that, you know, and I did what he said, you know, and tried to move my arm around and everything else. At the end of that, though, my shoulder didn't move like it's supposed to. So, of course, you get rehab. So I get to go into rehab. Now, I go into rehab and I, you know, I have this very nice young lady who is over there, weighed about 100 pounds. I weigh about 220. And, you know, she goes, well, let's see what kind of movement you have. And she wants me to put my arm behind myself. Now, when your shoulder doesn't work right, that is a very difficult movement. And then I discovered that a 100-pound woman can cause me to levitate with one finger. Because she took one finger and put it underneath my hand and my back and tried to raise my back up. And I swear to God, I lifted off the ground just, you know, as she did this because I just could not stand it. So anyway, this was the story that my sister-in-law says I should put on this blog because she thought it was funny. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly hope that my sister-in-law listens to this because this was her idea. And I have to admit that I kind of enjoyed telling the story. So remember, I'm GW. Look down at the bottom of your page there. You should have a subscribe or a follow or something down there to do. You know, do that. Make sure that you know that I'm being watched or that I know that I'm being watched. And hopefully this will all work out for the better. By the way, if you want to go bowling, don't go beyond the line. It really is not a good idea. Take care, everybody. Really enjoyed it. Again, I'm GW. Have a good weekend.